File number 2205. Interview between Dr. Rose Franklin and Vincent Couture. Location, United Nations Headquarters, New York, New York.
Did they all leave?
Yes, Vincent, they did.
You don't seem happy. I can tell you everyone else is relieved that they left as promised.
Did you have any doubts?
It crossed my mind. My point is you should be all smiles. You got what you wanted.
It's not that. I can't stop thinking about Mr. Burns. Did you see all those people boarding the ECT ships? It was like watching cattle being led to the slaughterhouse. These people did nothing but help us. And now they'll die. For nothing.
It was their choice, Rose. They knew what they were walking into when they boarded those ships. They did it because they thought it was worth it. Don't dishonor them by suggesting it wasn't.
Maybe you're right. It just feels like one more wrong thing to end a long list of wrongs.
Since we're talking about doing things for nothing, why the hell would you ask them to take Themis back? Lapidus, I understand, he was ugly and missing a leg, but Themis? We went through a lot of trouble, all of us, to put her together. You friggin' died, Rose. I killed you for that. A lot of people died so we could have that robot. Now that the cat's out of the bag and the ECT know we have it, what's the downside in keeping her?
I'm surprised, Vincent. I thought, haven't you been paying attention? They were using her to kill people, our people.
They can still do that. They'll just use tanks or drop a buttload of bombs on each other, but we'll be defenseless if some bad alien dudes decide to drop by.
That's what you're worried about, Vincent? Evil little green men?
Well, yeah.
How long have we known each other?
Counting the other Rose or not?
I know you better than that, Vincent Couture. Why don't you tell me what's really bothering you? You can tell me.
What am I gonna do?
What?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I tried being something else on Esat Ect, but here, I'm the guy with the weird knees.
Now you get to be something more.
What about Eva? She'll have a hard time giving that up, I'm sure.
I thought you wanted her to have a normal life.
She made it abundantly clear I had to re-examine my definition of normal. We both made compromises. By we, I mean mostly me.
Eva's 19, Vincent. She has her whole life ahead of her. There's plenty of time for her to figure out what she wants to do. And you know they'll offer you a job. The two of you have spent 9 years on another world dealing with all kinds of aliens. They'll have something for you to do at the EDC, even if it doesn't involve a 200-foot giant robot. If that's not what you want to do, then do something else. Isn't there anything you always wanted to do but never had the chance?
Maybe. What will you do? They must have offered you a job. You're the emissary to the alien world. You're the friggin' chosen one.
I'm not sure anyone really trusts me after what I've done. But they offered me my old job back.
Great. I'm happy for you.
I said no.
What? Why?
Do I have to say it? Eva might not want a regular job, a regular life, but I do. Oh, Vincent, I really do. I want to go home and not worry about my day. I want to take a bath, read a book. I want to take a bath 3 times a day if I want to. I want small things. I've had enough of the big ones.
You'll miss it.
Yeah, I will. That doesn't mean I'd be happy doing it. Maybe someday. Maybe I'll come back, but for now, I need to take care of me. Just me.
What will you do all day?
Same thing I've been doing these past few weeks. I teach at the University of Chicago, mostly undergrads. It feels good. Every time a student's eyes light up when I talk about atomic weight, I feel like I've accomplished something. Like maybe he or she'll save the world someday.
Fair enough. I'd say you've earned it. We'll miss you, Rose. And let's face it, if we're ever in real trouble, we'll get you whether you like it or not. I mean, we have this giant machine that could destroy entire cities, but we've never really done anything with it. It was always you, Rose. Just you. This is your movie. The rest of us are just extras in it.